This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. All this week, we are reporting a series about technology in prisons called Jailbreak. Today's conversation is about the growing use of video visitation in prisons. It's being used already in over 500 institutions around the country. Most of them are county jails, but a few are state prisons. And while we know a lot about the impact of in-person visits between inmates and their loved ones while incarcerated, we don't know much about the impact of video visitation. Bernadette Raboy is at the Prison Policy Initiative and has been studying this. Bernadette, why has there been such a growth of video visits in prisons?
The main reason is to cut down on costs. So the way that it's marketed to them by private companies is that by using video visitation, they won't have to pay corrections officers to transport incarcerated people from their housing units to a central visitation room. A secondary reason is contraband. The facilities say that they can reduce the amount of contraband that gets into the jails and prisons. But the main reason is really to cut costs.
And I'm assuming the companies that we're talking about here that work with prisons are not Skype, FaceTime, etc.?
So the leader in this market is Securus Technologies. Some of the other ones are IC Solutions, Telmate, just other companies that are in the phones market. Because the way that video is usually added is it's added as an extra benefit to a phone's contract.
Tell me about how a video visitation works. What are the steps here for families and for inmates?
Right. So there's two options. The first is a remote video chat. And then the other option is at the facility. So what happens is the family takes the time and expense to travel to a jail or prison. They're often in the same building as their incarcerated loved one, but they have a visit with a computer screen.
So what's the ideal model here? Is it some sort of combination of in-person stuff and video visitation?
The ideal model is to have those in-person visits available and then to have those remote video chats available for families as well. For example, if they are far away, this trend keeps on growing, and yet we don't know that these video visits are equivalent to in-person visits, which have been shown by a lot of research to be one of the only ways we know for sure reduces the likelihood of future crimes.
Bernadette Raboy is at the Prison Policy Initiative. Bernadette, thank you very much.
Thank you.
You can find more information on our Jailbreak series all week at marketplacetech.org.